Sometimes people will say to me, my life is such a mess. I can't imagine that there even is a God. But as it turns out, when life's a mess, there's something that God wants you to have, something he wants you to experience more than anything else. His comfort. And that comfort, the comfort of God, is just one of the mightiest blessings he will ever pour out on you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective.
I wonder, have you ever been in a place in your life where you feel like, like you're so utterly and unbearably crushed that life as you know it has come to an end? You know, when the darkness is so dark, when the pain is so bad, when nothing that anybody says or does to help makes even the slightest bit of difference. I often receive emails from people who've been listening to one of these programs, and they say to me, Bernie, how can you tell me that God is good? How can you believe that God wants me to be more than a conqueror, that he wants me to have victory? And that's because people have been living life in defeat for so long, they can't even begin to imagine what victory looks like. And that's not always their fault. I spoke with a woman recently who's caring for her mother who has dementia, and she's had it for years, and it's becoming utterly unbearable. She's suffering so much physically and mentally and spiritually that she's completely lost sight of God. When things are brutal and dark and lonely like that, we get to thinking, we get to imagining that there is no way out, that there is no solution, no way. Today on the program, I want to share something with you from God's Word that tells us the complete opposite. And my prayer is that as you receive God's Word, His Spirit will breathe a courage into your heart that you never thought was possible. And what I want to share with you today comes from the Apostle Paul. It's easy to get the idea that because he has the title Apostle with a capital A, that this guy was somehow superhuman, that somehow because God had him write almost half the books in the New Testament and plant most of the churches in the known world in the first century AD, that he was somehow immune from the trials and tribulations that you and I will face in life. So let me read to you just a short passage from the beginning of his second letter to the church in Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 11. He writes, "We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death so that we would not rely on ourselves but on God who raises the dead. He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope that he will rescue us again, as you also join in helping us by your prayers, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many." Pretty grim stuff. Utterly and unbearably crushed. The picture here of the original Greek words that Paul is using is like grapes being crushed in a wine press, having the life completely squeezed out of them. That's what he's talking about here. And a bit later on the same letter, he goes on to explain a bit more of what's been going on and how they felt when they had to go through these trials. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. He says, "We are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be visible in our bodies." Now, if you've ever been stuck in such a dark and difficult place, you will surely relate to what Paul's saying here. I certainly do. As I hear his words and close my eyes, I can remember the pain of some of the darkest days of my life. And in those dark days, there were times when I despaired for life itself. There were times when I wondered whether I should end it. There were times when I couldn't possibly see how I could even make it through till the end of today, let alone tomorrow or the rest of my life. The darkness was so dark, I'd forgotten completely what light looked like, except for a small candlelight that shone in my heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." But in his letter to his friends in Corinth, Paul explains the source of this power. Paul explains why he hasn't been crushed, why he hasn't been driven to despair, why he hasn't been forsaken and destroyed. And here is the nub of what I want to share with you today. It's beautiful and wondrous. Have a listen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. Paul's talking about the fact that God consoles him in his afflictions. Other translations talk about God bringing comfort. And so what I did is I went back to look at the original Greek meaning of this word that's been variously translated as comfort and consoling here in these few short verses. And blow me down if it isn't the very same word that Jesus uses for the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14, verses 16 to 18. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, another one to console you, to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. Now bring those two passages together, and this is what God's word is saying to us today. When we are so utterly and unbearably crushed that we despair of life itself, then our place of comfort is God himself, the Spirit of God, who is a comforter just like Jesus, who dwells in us who believe in the Son of God. That's the light that shines in the darkness. That's the peace and the joy. That's the place where our courage comes from, where our hope comes from. God pours his Spirit in our heart, and he brings hope in the middle of despair. That's why elsewhere in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, Paul writes, "We boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And this hope doesn't disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." My friend, listen to me. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how difficult it gets, amidst the very affliction that would seem to squeeze the life out of us, unbearable and impossible though it may seem, God's word says that right in the middle of that, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Do you get it? The one who loves us is right here in our darkness with us. And if we'll only get still before him and stop and listen and look with the eyes of our soul, we will see that light shines in darkness. We will experience this comforter just like Jesus, who dwells in us, God the Holy Spirit, God the Comforter, the one who will encourage us, comfort us, console us. And do you know what happens when we rely on him above all others in our darkest afflictions? We discover that indeed we are more than conquerors. We can overcome anything and everything through him who loves us, through him who dwells in us, through him who will never leave us or forsake us. This is the promise of God himself. For just the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, also our consolation is abundant through Christ. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in his word. God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see the fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.